She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her
Jeff from Jeff Sports always comes through. Always comes through. So earlier in the show, Chewy asked the question, what would you rather have? Gold medal, Super Bowl ring. We've got it up on the poll right now. You can vote. Jen gave Chewy. Because one of the people who lives near him down in his Tampa residence is Jim Craig, who's the goalie of the famous 1980 Olympic hockey team, the Miracle on Ice team. Probably the most famous name on that hockey team, Chew. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
So I texted Jeff. Chewy and I were just having a debate on the air. We need you to settle. If somehow these two things hit the market, what would be more valuable slash expensive? Brett Favre's Super Bowl ring or Jim Craig's gold medal? And Jeff from Jeff Sports has gotten back to me. I believe the gold medal would sell for more. A 1980 hockey gold medal already sold for $319,000. Can't remember what player the medal was from. But he believes that the gold medal would sell for more than Brett Favre's Super Bowl ring.
I don't know about that.
All right. What does he know? He's only the expert.
It's so hard to argue with the I don't know about that. It's just based
Gabe, when we're talking fans.
This guy has based his entire life about knowing how much something would be worth in the sports collector's market. And Chewy's like, Brett Favre's my guy, so I'm going to lean with Brett on this one.
We're talking fans. The people that know Jim Craig in this world, my guess would be starts with an M, million.
Sure.
When we're talking Brett Favre, that goes to billions.
I don't think so.
I would.
So there's what? We have 340 million people in this country?
Yeah.
Every one of them knows Brett.
So you think 700 more million people across the world know who Brett Favre is?
Yes.
0%.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think it's a billion. Do I think more people know who Brett Favre is versus Jim Craig? Yes. Do I think that when it comes to fans, more people would want that Brett Favre Super Bowl ring? Maybe. But when it comes to buying and selling these things, I think the people who would spend and have the money to spend on such a thing would buy Jim Craig's gold medal more than Brett Favre's Super Bowl.
Do 10-year-olds in Wisconsin know the name Brett Favre?
Some do, yes.
Any know Jim Craig?
Very little.
Well, what are we doing then? What
10-year-olds also don't have $319,000 to spend. Now you're moving the goalposts. You didn't like the answer you got, so now you're looking for a different metric. And one, by the way, that we can't just ask somebody, right?
Yeah, like, we'll leave it to the polls. We'll leave it to the polls. Joshy, how are we doing in the polls?
Like, look, man, like, it's okay, Jim. Like, this is a very specific instance in terms of that hockey team.
I agree.
Super Bowl ring is winning 51.6.
Ooh, it's tight.
That's a tight race.
It's tight.
Really?
Yeah, 51.6 to 48.4.
Tight race.
All right. Okay.
Tight race.
So how much would Brett's go for? God, Brett's is going for a couple mil.
What?
There's some billionaires out there that'd be like, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. No, Brett, it's not going to go for a couple mil. I promise you.
What about Tom Brady?
Well, he's got seven of them. They're less valuable.
Yeah. Again, there's only one Brett Favre Super Bowl ring. There's seven Tom Brady Super Bowl rings.
I'm not losing this discussion. I could tell you that by the end of the show.
I mean, I think you've already lost.
I don't think so.
Fight that game. Now what?
What were we going to talk about?
I mean, oddly enough, Super Bowl rings, because there is an article, 33rdteam.com, where they've compiled, you know, former players, coaches, executives to cover and talk about the NFL. And they have an article up right now talking about why teams are giving up on quarterbacks so early. Oh, so what does that have to do with the Green Bay Packers? Green Bay Packers didn't give up on Jordan Love early. So they have a question in this article, Chew, entitled, "Why should teams follow the Packers template?" And there's an NFC executive who is quoted saying the following. It's a really hard decision because I look at what the Packers did, and that team was just so close to winning a Super Bowl. What I wonder is, had they taken an elite receiver and paired him across with Davante Adams, would they have won a Super Bowl? Maybe they do. I wonder if there's a part of Brian Gutekunst that wonders, had he taken T. Higgins, and now he's a Super Bowl-winning GM, does that change things? Or would I rather have Jordan Love right now? Would you give up Jordan Love to have a Super Bowl in 2020? Which we don't need to spend, again, talking about
T. Higgins
whether,
thing is wrong.
Yeah, we don't need to spend time on that. And by the way, I mean, do they win a Super Bowl in 2020? No. Does he maybe help them? Sure. The biggest thing that hurt the Packers in 2020 was David Bakhtiari going down.
Yes.
If David Bakhtiari's healthy, maybe they win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I feel that's a fair thing to say, but I digress. So the question becomes this. Would you rather have Jordan Love for 10 years, Chew, or would you rather have a Super Bowl ring?
I would take 7, 10, no, because I think Jordan Love will win 2 Super Bowls in 10 years, the way this team is set up.
Yeah. It's interesting. And I think that becomes the interesting part because, I mean, maybe you win none, maybe you win 2, you know, so maybe you get more than that, maybe you get the exact amount, maybe you don't win any. Because the thing that is intriguing to me is Tom Brady made it look easy, so everybody thinks, and now Patrick Mahomes is making it look easy.
Yeah.
Chew, you know this. Winning a Super Bowl is pretty damn hard.
Oh, it's really hard. Really hard, really hard. And I'll say, I don't think Jordan Love's going to be a Hall of Fame player. I just don't think he will be.
Well, Chew, I'll tell you this. If he wins 2 Super Bowls, he will be.
You think so?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes.
Why is that?
Because in today's NFL, so Eli Manning has 2 Super Bowl rings.
Yes.
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. Guess who's getting in on their first try?
You're probably right.
Right? So in today's NFL, as important and as much credit as the quarterbacks get, if you win 2 Super Bowls in the modern NFL as a quarterback, you're going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I would not take 10. I would take 7. I would let Jordan go for a Super Bowl ring, but not for 10 years.
Okay.
You?
I really think
they're going to win 2 Super Bowls because they're set up.
So the tricky part, like the toad in me wants to agree with you. Like, yeah, they're definitely going to win 2 over the next 10 years. But even in Tom Brady's career, he went 10 years between winning Super Bowl rings. Like, that's the crazy part about Tom Brady's time in New England is they won the 3 early, then went a decade without winning one, and then won another 3 late before he added the cherry on top of the Super Bowl he won in Tampa. Like, after Aaron Rodgers won the Super Bowl in 10, then won his first MVP in 11, you're thinking, oh, yeah, this is easy. Packers are going to win another Super Bowl easily. And obviously never did. So many things can go wrong.
Yes.
And this is kind of an offshoot of the conversation we had a little bit last week around the University of Virginia, who hasn't won a tournament game outside of their championship run since 2018. So would you rather have that suckiness and then the championship? It's kind of the same thing here. Would you rather have that Super Bowl ring and no chance at a Super Bowl ring over the next 10? I think I'm taking Jordan Love because I know with Jordan Love, the Packers are at least going to be relevant and I'm going to be entertained in those 10 years.
But if you look at Brady, when you know they lost to the Giants in there, a game
twice.
Where, yes, but I'm talking the one where it would have been an undefeated season.
Yeah,
they should have beat them.
Yeah,
right. That's kind of like that's like us against Denver.
Mm-hmm. But then David Tyree holds on to the helmet catch and all that stuff.
But if you clean up our Denver game where Holmgren takes the scat off,
mm-hmm.
Gabe Wilkins plays. Instead, it takes a dive right before the game.
Yep.
There were just a handful of things there. We win that game.
Yeah. But
I think that's the same with Brady against the Giants.
But I think that illustrates why, Chew, it's so hard.
It's just
such a thin margin. Literally one word. You believe one word cost you a second Super Bowl. And that's scat.
Yeah. Because it caused 2 fumbles?
Yeah.
Turned into points. And then...
For those who don't know...
Gabe, they were down. Terrell Davis was in the locker room with a migraine headache.
Yeah.
Okay? This is where you go back to what I said this past playoffs with the San Francisco 49ers. You step on Terrell Davis's throat.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? You smell blood in the water?
Yeah.
You go after it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, John Elway threw for 120 yards, I believe, in that game.
Yeah, it wasn't much. He didn't do much in that game.
Wasn't much.
No.
I mean, that game was there for the taking. It's just, why did we have to bring that up?
I mean, you're the one who did.
Yeah.
I generally try to avoid it.
Would you take my NFC Championship ring over Jim Craig's?
The hard thing here for me is, now the Packers seem to have some sort of gift at the quarterback position, at picking and developing them.
Sure.
At this point, three's a habit. It's not just good luck.
But again, there is some good luck behind that, Josh.
Yeah, there absolutely
like because,
is.
Because Gutekunst, from all accounts, and this is out there, was in love with Drew Lock the year before and really wanted to take Drew Lock and had to be kind of talked off of taking with a first-round pick and then was ready to take him with their second-round pick until he got picked before the Packers' second round.
Yeah, and what I'm trying to differentiate there is how much would Drew Lock have had a better chance of succeeding? Maybe he's not as good as Jordan Love was, but how much do we have to factor in the atmosphere in Green Bay contributing to somebody being better? Because all signs pointed towards Jordan Love being very similar to Drew Lock. He ended up not being that same, and probably there were some misevaluations in there, but, I mean, we saw him look pretty bad at times. We all watched it happen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So what, to me, makes it difficult is obviously the Super Bowls are the things you always want, and they have the classic discussion, would you have one Super Bowl or 10 years of sucking? It's hard for me to give up Jordan Love from what I believe he is now and going to be in 10 years, and then just kind of the coin flip. But how much of a coin flip is it in Green Bay? I don't know. That's where I'm trying to figure out between the two factors.
So you're kind of going the other way of, well, maybe they could have a quarterback who's just as good because they've been
right
developed. Is that what you're saying? Developed
yeah,
by
right.
the Green Bay coaches. I can tell you this: if I didn't have Andy Reid, I would have been painting bridges. Probably, maybe have played 2 years in the league, 3 years. And there's a lot of bad coaches in the NFL. I'll tell you that
yeah.
right now.
I think the Packers are good at developing players. Now, quarterback has been extremely successful 3 times in a row. Is that going to happen every time? I don't know. But I do think they...
but you're entertaining the idea.
Right. I can't rule it out at this point. You know, when you keep doing something, I have to say, well, there's a trend here. And there's a reason the 33rd team asked this question, because the Packers have clearly shown some sort of process
yeah.
here that makes them better at this than other teams.
The same with O-line.
Yeah.
They turn more 4th, 5th, 6th round picks into really, really good offensive linemen.
Yeah, who end up getting paid. Absolutely.
Yes.
Bakhtiari, J.C. Treader, just off the top of my head.
Go back to Adam Timmerman.
Yep.
An undrafted guy out of South Dakota State. I mean, South Dakota State wasn't back then what it is today. You know, now you kind of have to recruit every single school for whatever reason, because kids develop at different ages. But Marco Rivera, 6th-round pick.
Yeah, Mike Wall.
4th-round pick. You know, Earl was a 3rd.
That's still pretty, I mean,
Frankie, undrafted. You know, the list goes on and on and on.
Tausch. You know, he was a 7th-round pick, and he played for a decade.
Yeah. Yeah, great call.
So, yeah, that's just something that they've been able to do over the years. With Jordan Love, the MVP odds, we talked about earlier this week, the Packers' number total, it's either 9.5, 10.5, depending upon where you look. Well, we're going to take a look at Jordan Love's MVP odds and see if Chewy can name the 4 players ahead of him, and then Chewy will also tell us if the odds sound about right for Jordan Love. We do that coming up next, but first I want to tell you about my friends at Palermo's Pizza, because I've got Palermo stocked in my freezer at all times. Because when you're watching, you know, a game last night, really good college hoops games on, oh man, now I got to make dinner. Or I can still have something that tastes great, in one of the Palermo's pizza that I have. Right now, I've got a thin and crispy, I've got a Palermo's, the stuffed crust, Screaming Sicilian, and I have a Primo thin. So I always like to have different tastes because you never know what mood or what appetite is going to strike you. And that's the great thing with Palermo's, because they've been doing this for 60 years. They have so many brands underneath that Palermo's umbrella. They're sure to make a pizza for your appetite. So keep your eye out for Palermo's pizza in the grocer's frozen food aisle. Palermo's, it's Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You got to have a condiment with the bread.
Yeah, you want some sort of alone. Yeah, you want some sort of lubricant with the bread. Yes, that's correct.
Yes,
it's just necessary.
You follow?
Like,
you
don't want to just be sitting there eating like pieces of white bread with nothing on it.
Can't be going dry.
Yeah, can't be raw dog and just white bread.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Just a reminder, the Sweet 16 continues tonight as Marquette is in that Sweet 16 for the first time since 2013. You can join me at the watch party, Buffalo Wild Wings, West Dallas. Pre-game show will start at 5:30 there, but here on 94.5 ESPN, Brian D. will have a Marquette College game day that begins at 5 o'clock. Tip-off 6:09, Marquette, NC State in the Sweet 16 tonight, right here on your home for Marquette Hoops. 94.5 ESPN. So, some DraftKings MVP odds came out yesterday. And Jordan Love is sitting in fifth place. So he has the fifth best, tied for fifth best odds to win NFL MVP via DraftKings for the upcoming season. So, Chewy, do you think you can name the four players who are ahead of Jordan Love in the MVP odds?
I believe.
All right. What do we got?
Number one would be Mahomes.
Mahomes is number one. Plus 600 are his odds to win the NFL MVP.
Lamar would be number two.
Lamar is number four on the list, but he is ahead of Jordan Love. Plus 1,000.
Okay. My guess is... because they've had a good offseason as well. My guess is they put him at three, though. C.J. Stroud ahead of him?
Plus 1,400 for C.J. Stroud. He finds himself just behind Jordan Love.
Okay. Let's go with Purdy.
Is tied with Jordan Love at plus 1,200.
Okay. I mean, do they think Harbaugh's going to bring San Diego a little magic and put Justin Herbert in front? It's either Herbert or Kelly Leak. Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence is not even on this list. I have eight names in front of me.
Herbert.
Herbert is tied with Jordan Love at plus 1,200.
All right, Josh Allen probably, because he's Josh Allen.
Josh Allen is number two on the list at plus 700.
Which is dumb. I mean, that's just, come on. Right? They're just putting him there.
Because he's a really good player? Yeah, probably.
No, he's done nothing, Gabe. You've won nothing.
Well, no.
You know what this is? This is the old Carolina Panthers. Where everyone's like, oh, I love Carolina. Carolina, I love Carolina. And Carolina never does anything.
Huh.
Am I right?
I've got other examples.
Everyone loved Carolina Panthers.
The Chargers.
That's Josh Allen. Yes, is he great? Okay. But win something for crying out loud. Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow's the other one ahead of Jordan Love. I don't even know what he's saying right now. Like, is he great? Yes. And then whatever you say after that when we're talking about MVP odds, like, I don't know if it makes sense there, big guy. Like, yes, he's great, so he's going to be high in the MVP odds.
Okay, what has he done? Give me your best season, best whatever.
Like, his best individual seasons have been pretty
good. No, I don't care about individual.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
But Buffalo is the new Carolina. I'm telling you, Buffalo's window is just about closed.
If we're talking about Super Bowl rings, there's only one man on this list of the top eight with a Super Bowl ring.
I know. But But there's also a guy who's won, what, two? And another guy who's
won
two?
Yeah, but apparently that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter.
We're only Allen won one yet?
No, he has not won an MVP.
Then why is he ahead of Lamar Jackson?
Joe Burrow hasn't either.
He's been to a Super Bowl.
So? That's not an MVP.
He gets a ring. He gets a ring.
What exactly
Gabe,
are you
he has a ring.
What are you looking for here?
Yeah.
I'm looking for Josh Allen to be like 6 or 7.
I just, what are we?
What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing over
this,
and over?
Whatever we're doing right now. That's
circular conversation
whatever
is
we're
driving
doing.
Me insane.
So you guys are big Josh Allen fans?
No, but I understand why he's there, and I don't apply different logic to every other player on the list.
Who's going to win a Super Bowl first, Jordan Love or Josh Allen? Jordan Love all day long. Jordan Love all day long.
I have a hard time picking between them.
Yeah.
I'd bet on the Packers.
Yeah, but I mean, go ahead and hit Chewy with the toad.
No. You guys are Kool-Aid drinkers. That's all you are. You're Carolina circa 2000 whatever. Like, oh, Carolina. Carolina's great. They're wonderful.
What did you have at this dinner party last night, man? Like, you're...
I'm not even bullish on the Bills.
Yeah.
I also agree. I think their window's closed. But if he puts in a great individual performance of a season, that just means MVP.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything about what he does in the playoffs.
Yeah, but your top receiver is complaining again, wants to get traded. They don't have another receiver. Their back is meh. Their tight end, it should be better this year. It's just... I mean, I'd give you 2-1 odds that Josh Allen is not going to win the MVP this year.
Well, that seems like a bet we should take.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Huh?
What are his odds at the sports book?
To win the MVP?
Yeah.
Plus 700.
Nah, you'd have to give me plus 700.
I don't even know what that means. Is that 2-1?
That's 7-1.
That's a little crazy.
Why would I make a worse bet if I could just go make a bet myself?
I like the bet Jordan Love wins a Super Bowl before Josh Allen. And you know what? Jordan Love might win 2 Super Bowls before Josh Allen.
Hit him with it.
Rid it.
I don't care.
I love it when Toad Chewy comes out.
Yeah.
It's my favorite version of Chewy. The Toad version.
It's not a toad. If it happens, it's not a toad. Right?
All right. I'm going to have to write that one down and remember it. If it happens, it's not a toad.
Yeah, that one might come back to bite you. You like to weaponize the toad against us. So we make some right calls, buddy.
Ooh, boy. Cannot wait. Also, I cannot wait. It is a supersized edition, Chew, of the Week in Re-Chew.
Oh, yeah, I saw that yesterday.
9 questions from Josh. He had a good time this week. We'll see what Chewy remembers about this week of shows coming up next. But I first want to tell you about our friends at Fifth Third Bank. Is your business looking for localized banking solutions and a strategic partner? Fifth Third Bank has been looking forward to the future and helping businesses shape what's next for 165 years and for the last 15 right here in Milwaukee. They offer industry-specific expertise, local decision-making capabilities, and extensive experience to help you navigate the complexities of a constantly changing business market environment with your business in mind. Fifth Third is big enough to provide sophisticated solutions and expert guidance, but also empowered to make local decisions from a foundation of strong community connections. Commercial banking value only Fifth Third can deliver. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Where else can you get football analysis that includes things like dropsies and picksies and intercepsies and flowy? It's flowy.
Flowy.
The offense needs to be more flowy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
I actually feel good about this, Chew. Even though there's 9, I feel pretty confident that you're going to do well in this week.
Why
How are
9?
You feeling?
Yeah, why 9?
That's Joshy. Why 9?
I was going through doing the process I usually do, and usually I have to find an extra one to get to five because there's four things I think are pretty funny. Good. This time I had 7, 8, and I was like, you know what? Let's just go to 9 because 10 is obviously an even number. Yep. There would be no winners. Had to keep it uneven at 9. So
I got to get 5?
You got to get 5. You got to get 5. This is like the World Series circa 1906. They're playing a 9-game series.
The Black Sox.
Exactly. All right, let's get to it and see how much Chewy remembers from this week.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play The Week in Re-Chew.
Again, usually it's 5. Today it's 9. So Chewy, 5 right gets you a victory today. Question number 1. What text were you referring to that gets you in trouble?
When I'm not with the wife and she gets that text.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
A text that she would get. I have no idea.
This is a text you both would get.
Yeah.
Who, me and Gabe?
You and your wife.
I don't know, but I got accused of getting a speeding ticket.
What?
3 years ago, which is a lie, because we're switching our residency and to get new insurance down here, and an accident.
Somebody said it was you?
Well, it wasn't even my car.
How do you?
Once she did it.
How do you dispute that? Oh, were these her things and that she was trying to blame on you?
Our one son's car got plowed into while parked.
Okay.
In Minneapolis, but sure. My name is first on the policy, so they blamed me. So I'm still waiting for my apology.
How long do you think you're going to be waiting?
Oh, I'll never get it.
I was going to say forever.
The correct answer to this question was Capital One, the tip amount.
Oh, I remember
the
that.
The tip
sure.
amount.
Two M's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have Capital One?
No, but I still get like alerts from my bank
you
and
do?
Credit card. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, 0 for 1.
What were we discussing that you did not believe was accurate, causing you to say this?
So I got a lot of dead cap in me.
Yeah, you
I'm
got
saying.
Yes, you got a lot of dead
These
cap
are
that we got to figure out how to deal with, certainly.
Yeah.
That's tough.
That is a tough one.
It's tough.
I've got a lot of dead cap in me. I have no idea.
We are trying to even something out.
Still have no idea.
The average male height. Male height.
You were trying to cancel out other heights. A 5'5 guy with your height.
Yeah.
And we said it's not a cap matching situation. We're doing averages.
Yeah.
Well, it should be.
Well, it wouldn't be an average.
Okay, 0 for 2. We got to go on a run at some point. Hopefully it starts with question number 3. What famous saying did you get wrong by saying it the exact opposite way? Flip it around.
No, I was close.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You just
had to
flip it.
There's only 2 options.
Yeah. Joshy, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Did you consult with Ashton on these?
Yeah, man. These are Ashton level hard. I'll tell you that.
I did not.
So I have no idea.
It's a famous saying that you said, but you just reversed it.
I remember doing that.
Yeah,
but I don't remember what the saying was.
I'll give you credit. I'm going to start it for you, and you have to accurately finish it.
Okay.
Fool me once.
Shame on me. Fool me twice. Shame on me. Hold on. Fool me once.
Yep.
Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on me.
Got it.
All right.
It. You just had to give him
now
a second.
Now I remember it.
Just had to give him a second. He had a dinner party last night. I'm sure
but
there was some
wine. Yeah, but it feels so much better the way I do it.
No, it doesn't.
I know it doesn't make sense, but it just flows better.
Sure.
All right. Do I get credit there? One and two.
1 and 2.
Okay.
Question number 4 begins with an audio clip.
All right. Oh, they do put those things in their butt, right? Yeah, that it's implants. I remember that. And it didn't come out right. It didn't come out right, I guess.
I'm so glad you answered that, so I didn't have to ask the question that Joshy had written down.
Yes.
Didn't even have to answer the question. I'm glad I didn't have to ask the question.
Am I right or wrong, though? I mean, could you imagine
We don't need to re-legislate butt implants.
Okay.
Because you were right. Like, you were right about it. Again, did you articulate your point? The best? No. But that was to the benefit of the
rest
of us.
You know what I always go to, though? I always go to with boobs is when Madonna slides into second base in a league of their own because she has fake boobs. Like, wouldn't that feel weird?
Question number five is Chewy is 2-2. That may be in We Can Reach You next week.
Feel weird.
Who knows? So were you 2-2? Got the first two wrong, got the next two right. Big swing for the series here. What change have you made since getting older?
Which has about a 50% hit rate right now. What changes have I made since
You've gotten older. It's got now a 50% hit rate. What are you doing that's different than when you were younger?
Gummies? I don't know.
Digging your heels in.
That's another hard one.
Yeah. All right.
Is that in regards to the boss?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to do something.
I dug him in last night. Yeah. It was the big dig in last night. Especially with the dough.
So did the digging your heels in, did that work for you?
No, it never does.
I thought we were at a 50% hit rate.
Yeah, for her.
Right, question six begins with an audio clip.
I'm wiping with the same hand. I'm not amphibious. Yes, I remember that.
What word were you trying to say when you said that?
Ambidextrous.
Okay, got that one right.
How am I doing?
3-3.
Oh, okay.
Question six begins with an audio clip.
Because, Gabe, you look like a tool.
Okay. What color scheme was I wearing yesterday?
Oh, you were wearing Montreal. Red, white, and blue.
I was really hoping you had the one where I accused him of hating America. But I guess that would have been a giveaway.
Yeah. Joshy, was that a little too much yesterday?
I mean, I don't typically dress the way Gabe does, but he doesn't look any different to me any other day. I didn't look at Gabe and go, he's a tool today.
He looks at me and goes, he's a tool
like
everywhere.
He was wearing...
That's the way Joshy looks
I honestly didn't even notice until you said something. And I said, yeah,
how
I guess
can't
he does,
you
man.
Notice? He looked like he was wearing Granimals.
I don't know what that is.
Are those the candy-coated animal Granimals?
Everything matches. Yeah. Yeah.
Come in like that little box with the string?
I mean, down to the shoes.
Hey, it was opening day.
I thought the Expos were a defunct.
Am I a tool today, Chu? So I've got a black hoodie, I've got my blue vest, and they match the shoes.
Well, Joshy, can you put the stream up?
Oh, okay.
Or is that on me?
That's me.
You're fine today.
Well, but
you're fine.
It matches these shoes, right? Let me get in frame.
You're okay.
Okay.
You're okay because it's not as bright.
Okay.
I think the gray on the hat and the white on the vest are doing work for you as well.
All right.
Bring some.
Yeah, you're right. Good call.
You're going to win this one. I believe in you.
Where were you looking for anthrax?
I know. I'm looking for anthrax. I ain't going to lie.
What do you think?
I ain't going to lie. In fan mail.
See? I knew you had it in you.
Did all that belly ache and you ended up winning.
Yeah. I'm a second half guy. Is there one more?
No.
There was one more. We skipped over one.
Oh, did we? Yes. Let's play it.
See if we can run it up here. Starts with the audio clip.
Nah, I mean, I sharpened my own lawnmower blades. How hard can it be?
Wow.
Oh, the bone spur.
They are very similar. Huh?
The bone spur.
Went 6-3.
I still think I can do it.
Yeah, we know.
Chewy thinks, by the way, if you're not quite sure what he's saying, he thinks he could shave his own bone spur in his foot.
I really think I could. If I did a local.
A little local anesthesia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, could you do local? Have you ever done local? Like, say they're taking your appendix out and you're like, don't totally knock me out.
Yeah, I got my wisdom teeth taken out, and I was awake.
Well, that's nothing. I was eating 15 minutes after my wisdom teeth.
Well, I was saying I was awake during the procedure.
I was kind of awake during the colonoscopy. That wasn't bad.
They put you out for the colonoscopy?
Not all the way out, but kind of out.
All right. Good to know.
It wasn't that bad.
Okay. From the biggest plays on the court to the comments made in the locker room after, an in-depth recap of every Bucks game in 6 minutes. No more, no less. It's Bucks in Six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. If you missed any of the game or just want to relive the biggest moments, Bucks in Six provides game recaps every morning after. Hear the high-flying dunks from Giannis or the deep threes from Dame and catch the comments post-game about what happened on the floor. Bucks in Six on the Bucks Plus Audio Network. Find it now, bucks.com/plus or on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Never miss out on a second of the show. Find Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand. Sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drink.
Are you guys ready to upgrade your concrete surfaces in your home? Let me tell you about Floor Shield from Showtime Floors. It's used by military bases, airports, and businesses, so you know that it's good. And that's why we encourage you to use it at your residential home as well. If you're pulling into your driveway, pulling into your garage, and you're seeing cracks and uneven surfaces, it is time to call Showtime Floors and ask them about Floor Shield. Right now, they are offering same-day installation, a 15-year warranty against wear, and if you mention ESPN for free crack repair, they will give you 10% off. Get more information by visiting ShowtimeFloors.com. That's ShowtimeFloors.com for Floor Shield.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I mean, pumpkin seeds.
No. Little suckers. They might be. What did you say before, Jen?
Sesame but those seeds. Are white. Like,
yeah. No, white. These aren't white. No, this isn't on the outside. This is on the inside.
Seeds on the inside.
Oh, yeah. So you've got some sort of, like...
Scrotum.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Your next hangout spot is found right in Waukesha. Q Club of Wisconsin is the perfect place to catch a game, play some games, and grab a drink. Bocce courts, dartboards, foosball tables, and of course, pool tables, 10 of them. Plus, the Q Club of Wisconsin has its best fish fries on Wednesdays and Friday nights. And you know, they just pile it high. Check out the live music on Saturday and stop in for brunch every weekend starting at 9 a.m. It's all happening at the Q Club of Wisconsin on North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha. Visit QClubWI.com or like them on Facebook.
Save me. Just two more matchups remaining, and everything is going to be out there. It is the road region of the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy grievance brackets. Again, everybody's been, we've had 32 different fans assigned to different grievances. Whoever ends up winning will win a Jen, Gabe, and Chewy hoodie. So we're excited to give away that. Our final two matchups, Chew. The 2 seed in the road region, no turn signal, taking on the 7 seed, gigantic vehicle arrogance.
Mm.
You're a little of both here, aren't you?
I am a little bit of both. I use the turn signal if it's proper to use it, and I do drive a big truck.
Well, but are you, it's okay to have the big vehicle. It's okay to have the big truck. Are you arrogant in which the way you drive it?
I'm very arrogant in the snow.
Okay, that's fair.
In the snow, I am very arrogant. Otherwise, no.
What about parking? Like, are you taking up multiple parking spots if you're here in the parking garage or if you're going to the hardware store or whatever?
No, but I'm not going to lie, Gabe. I like to show off a little bit when it comes to parallel parking that truck because my wife refuses to parallel park.
Okay, like at any vehicle at any time?
Any vehicle, any time. Can you guys parallel park?
Of course.
I mean, I'm the man when it comes to parallel parking.
Boston. Oh, yeah.
I dominate, you know?
I was going to say, you can't live in Milwaukee and not get good at it. You have to have some level of skill.
Yeah.
Hard to avoid in the city.
I mean, I could do a foot on each end.
Okay. Especially with the truck, man. Like, that's tough. There's a lot. There's a lot of moving parts.
You got to nail it. Yeah.
The final matchup we have, number 4, parking lot awareness versus the 5 scene horn abuse. Look, I am voting. I'm letting you know right now. I'm voting for parking lot awareness. I think that this could be, I mean, ultimately it loses to slow driver left lane, but I hate the people that sit there and wait for a parking spot. And now I'm behind you and I have to wait for you to wait to get the park. No, just let me be able to go by so I can park wherever. I hate the people that then just.
I think some people are going to argue that the people inside the car while you're waiting behind them are the people not aware. You know, like. Somebody who's waiting for a spot pulled up and they're just sitting in their car dilly-dallying or walking down the middle of the aisle. I don't know if your side's going to win of that.
Look, I mean, if you're sitting there, like, it's their spot. If he wants to sit there and dilly-dally, take a phone call, that's already his parking spot. Move on. Don't wait for him. Move on. There's more people behind you that
person
want to
should have awareness, though, Gabe.
Yes. Everybody needs to have more awareness.
Yes. How'd the poll come out? I want to know right now.
On gold medal versus Super Bowl ring. It was close when we checked earlier of 51% for a Super Bowl ring. And right now, still about the same. 51.7% for Super Bowl ring, 48.3% for a gold medal.
Chicken dinner.
Will the Itoush coming up next.